Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Burgoyne is here, too. And, you know, we have a number of underwriters, sponsors, so to speak, of the holiday store.
We do.
And one of those is present at this moment, a representative of SAME. And that,
he's
of course,
not just a representative.
Well, he's the big
he's
the dog.
Connecticut writer. Market president.
He's a god, ladies and gentlemen.
I wouldn't go that far. He's a nice guy, but I wouldn't call him a god.
Hey, I'm looking for a loan, okay? Hey, Joe, how are you? Joe Gianni, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for sitting through this.
This could be a skit of some sort. Three Joes in a Ray.
That's right.
You know what? I like that. I like,
hadn't even occurred to me.
That is why he's a president, and we're slappies.
We're sitting
here. We're professional slappies.
With headsets and talking on the radio. Right. So, I mean, it's very important to you because Bank of America, you sponsor baseball teams, you underwrite charity events. You guys do all kinds of stuff.
We do, yeah. We love to do it. You know, on behalf of the 3,000 employees that we have here in Connecticut, it's important for us to give back, you know, to the community where we live and work.
I still think the Bank of America story is great.
It's a great story. Yeah. APG and Eni. Yeah, it's a wonderful
story.
Showed up,
story. San Francisco. It was a small bank. Yeah. Then they had the Bank of America building. And then, you know, today the world. And now, I guess, basically, you're still headquartered in Charlotte?
We have headquarters in Charlotte and senior executives in Boston and New York. So,
do you think that kind of story could happen today?
I do. You know, there are, we have other banks that are large that have scale. J.P. Morgan Chase, you know,
right. Yeah.
a friend
it's
here.
It's kind of crowded in here,
yeah,
now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But I think you might see that happen again in this environment right now. You know, there's some people who think that size is a disadvantage.
Yeah.
But we choose to convince, you know, folks that. Because we have such scale that we can be large and be local, you know?
Well, and you've worked on that.
And that's important, obviously. You know, we talk about all these mergers and that kind of thing, but local trumps everything.
That's right. And we haven't forgotten our roots. I mean, we came from Connecticut Bank and Trust, Hartford National Bank,
God.
You know,
Memory
all those
lane.
All those Bank oh. Boston, all Hartford those banks National. that were around, you know, Society for Savings was subsumed under Bank Boston, but all those banks here and we still have that connection to the community, you know. We still have the largest number of financial centers in the city of Hartford, right? So right. We're serving our customers because that's important to us. We need to do that. We need to make money because if we don't make money, we can't be as charitable as we are out right. in the community and doing right. good things for our own employees.
And so. You do a lot of. I see a lot of charity things.
Yeah, we do.
You're always there.
We do. We try to do our part. But, you know, we have such great corporate partners in this community.
Yes.
The Hartford,
yes.
right? United Healthcare.
Travelers.
Stanley Black & Decker.
Right.
I mean, the list goes on and on. And
well, all we hear about all the time is people who are moving out. But the people who have stayed are really invested in the area.
You're right. I mean, tremendously invested in the future growth of Hartford, not just in keeping the status quo.
Well, I think the other thing is, too, you and I were talking about this while we were not paying attention to Joe. Whoops. But, no, I mean, there are a lot of people moving in down here.
There are. There's a grocery store now.
Got everything.
Yeah.
Now, where is that? Where's the grocery store at?
Where CVS used to be across from the Gold
okay.
Building.
Right. Our building.
Right. Yeah.
So right there. So there you are.
Yeah.
You got that. You got some great history. Which people never take advantage of. I mean, you know, it's an amazing city.
And the art institutions are, I mean, really, if you want theater, this city is a wonderful city for that.
Is.
You have the Bushnell Performing Arts, which can bring Broadway-type shows. You have Theater Work, which is a great theater. And you have Hartford Stage. And you have even some smaller.
Literally like Real Artways and those kind of
Real
things.
Artways, CT, I mean, it's the list goes on. And it's all supported by folks in this region.
Right. So there you go. By either showing up or, you know, doing a little underwriting.
That's right.
So that's the way that works. Is Theater Work still around?
Theater Works is surviving and thriving. Yes,
right.
And they just did a renovation. Ray, you got to get out. I'll tell you.
I don't get downtown. They won't let me.
Well,
no, there's. You know how they're talking about putting tolls in?
Yeah.
They already have barriers for Ray.
Yeah. Is there still that band?
They have that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
that.
What's the word I'm looking for here? The 7 years is almost up.
Oh, it is.
So he can.
I'll be off probation.
Right?
Yeah, oh, that's exactly. Great.
Double secret probation.
Exactly. How hard is it to be a successful bank in the age that we live? Has it gotten harder?
No. Is it difficult? I think you just need to do the right things for your customers and your employees. You know, the labor market is getting tighter,
right?
So you need to do the right things.
Which is good, right?
By your employees, right? Yeah. I mean, I think you saw our recent announcement where we're going to $20 an hour minimum wage, you know, by the end of the first quarter of next year. So, you know, while others are struggling with, you know, maybe $15 an hour as a basic minimum wage, we've made the decision for our employees to go to 20. So that means anybody who starts off in the bank is starting at $20 an hour.
You know what that means? It's a raise for us.
What are you thinking?
Yeah. Seriously. You know, I can do a little part-time. You know, I have like 4 hours on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You have a little time there?
I can do 1 to 5. I can't do Friday because I got TV.
Yeah.
Do you get like double time on
Farmington,
weekends?
You know, there's a place. We have a banking center in Farmington.
Oh, I want to work. I want to work with these people here. What are you kidding me? Seriously, what's wrong with
big city?
What's wrong with you?
Hey, how did you start in this?
I started in 1989 at CBT. And
so you were born to this, in a sense. Poor you. Tell her, what did you do?
Well, my first job out of college was with the Hartford Whalers. So.
What did you do?
So I was ticket office manager.
That's right.
Yeah.
So anyway, then you.
Anyway, So I started and I was in the credit training program. So got credit training program, came out of the credit training program, started working with not-for-profits. David Parmalee, wonderful man, who was banker at the time, hired me into his group, worked as a credit analyst and a portfolio manager and then a relationship manager.
So you know banking inside and out.
Well, I wouldn't say inside and out, but I do know nonprofits.
Which is what we're dealing with this morning.
Right.
And will be throughout the holidays.
We're talking to Joe Gianni, the Connecticut market president for Bank of America, who's our host here at City Place. And as you said, your involvement with the community – and you do this everywhere Bank of America is. It's not just a Connecticut thing. You guys are out in the community. Your name is out there.
Yep.
And it serves two purposes. It helps you because it's visibility, and you help the communities that you're in because you understand what's needed and what needs to. And every town that every big city Bank of America is in has a different issue.
Right.
Has something else that they have to do.
And that's why when I say we can be big but be local, there's 90 folks like myself who are a market
No,
president.
Joe, there's nobody like you. These women here could tell us there's nobody. There's nobody like you.
Thank you. I'd like to think that, but that's
magic man.
But there are 90 market presidents throughout the country, and they're handling markets of all sizes. So we have a market president in Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, but we also have them in Chicago, in New York, Charlotte. Right?
Yeah.
Do you know the guy in Buffalo?
I do, Kevin Murphy.
Maybe can get us up there for Dingus Day.
The Dingus thing,
yeah. They have this big thing called Dingus Day, which is we found. Is a promotion. We're trying to get up to the broadcast from it.
And we have a station there.
We have a station up there.
We've never heard
one. We try to help get them to help us this year. So. Like, we might as well have been in Mars. Getting the help.
So
well,
the
you know,
market
what?
President there used to work in Hartford.
Oh, really?
So we know we'll introduce
you know
to
what?
Him.
That's it. Dingus. See, because we need connections.
Yeah.
We need connections. Well, thank you for everything you do for the community, not just for the holiday store, but you people do such a phenomenal job. We can't thank you enough, and certainly for hosting us here today. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you for what you guys do. I mean, this really is kind of one of your brainchilds that came out of the station.
Well,
Jack Mitchell,
30 years ago.
Yeah, so it doesn't happen without a partnership
right?
Yeah. And I think our goal is to just do the right thing.
Well,
for
you
the,
just
the,
come right along here anytime.
You stop by anytime you want.
And you come downtown more often. Let's find us something.
I'll be back. We'll be back here. We have a holiday event for the radio station, and we've got somebody's got to go cover a basketball game at some point. So
who's that?
Down
you?
Here all the time. No, yes. I thought I'd let you go and do it since I won't be here.
Yeah, because I know so much.
So, thanks,
okay.
Joe.
Joe, it's good to
appreciate
see you.
Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.